Ariel, disappointing night. I thought West Ham were very good.
I think they probably knew what we were going to do, and they probably were ahead of us in the whole game. The start was great when we had that energy, when we had the legs, but then they kept the ball longer than us. They made us run and they made us suffer. When we got the ball back, we couldn't go forward as quickly as we like. And that punished us. And in the first half, I don't remember many chances despite the first 10 minutes. And in the second half, although we changed the system and we scored that goal, and then they came back too quickly. And that's something that we cannot allow ourselves.
It's something you've had to put up with for a while, because for a couple of years the side has given away goals after just scoring sometimes. And I guess that's one of those things where everyone's got to switch on, isn't it? When you've scored, you've got to keep the ball for a few minutes and just take the sting out of them.
Yeah, it was a strange goal. It was a shot from distance, but normally anything can happen from those shots, but the ball went in, and that's part of the game. But then that second goal was also way too easy. That counter, when you're apparently going to have the chance and they are the ones that score. So that's not good enough. We need to have better rest defense and got that run. Those chances, those key moments, we were not probably good enough.
I know you've been training really hard, and you had the high of Arsenal here, and then the high of Huddersfield. Is there an element that maybe there was a bit of tiredness around the squad from all the hard training and everything? Because you sort of struggled to dominate West Ham for periods.
Yeah, but I think it was more down to the way they played us and to the way they were trying to do things. And as I said before, we normally get the ball back and have those players in front, but as those two number 10s, they were far too deep. We couldn't find them. They were already on our lines, midfield lines, and that's then harder to go forward, because they got more meters to go. So that wasn't something that we didn't have in the last games. We probably were getting them, or we were getting the ball back easier than what we did today. And then we, in order to that, we created more chances.
Just finally, Ariel, how much of a blow is this for the recovery that's been going on? Is this a big setback, or do you think you can overcome this?
No, I don't think it is a big setback. It's a big disappointment, and we were expecting to get a third win, and we were pretty positive about it. But there are two tough matches where we're going to go for it. We're going to go to try everything to improve what we did wrongly today, and to make sure that those mistakes don't happen again. Obviously, they got more quality from, they got better players, they are better teams, but still, we will have our chances, and we know that if we do things well, we can hurt anyone now.